From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, European and American reaction to the election of the new pope. And that is our lead story today. The Catholic Church's new pope, Benedict XVI, celebrated morning mass in the Sistine Chapel, the same place where less than 24 hours earlier he was elected pontiff.
Dominus vobiscum.
As the news of his election spread, lay Catholics and cardinals alike spoke their feelings about the new pope. From the Vatican, Day to Day's Eric Weiner has a report.
Wearing white and gold vestments and sitting in front of Michelangelo's famous fresco of the Last Judgment, Pope Benedict XVI addressed the cardinals who had elected him. He vowed to continue his predecessor John Paul II's efforts to reach out to other faiths.
Hec omnia cogitantes appellamus omnes.
I address everybody, the new pope said, even those who follow other religions or who simply look for an answer to life's fundamental questions. These were the first extended comments since former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected pope yesterday. Exactly what transpired during the conclave is a mystery and may remain so forever. The cardinals who elected the new pope took an oath of eternal secrecy, a vow they appear to be honoring. Here's what Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of Washington, D.C. had to say when asked by reporters when he first suspected Cardinal Ratzinger would be elected pope.
Well, when we read the newspapers. Because the newspapers were telling us that Cardinal Ratzinger was a favorite. So we see, that's why the Holy Spirit may even speak through the newspapers sometimes. Even Italian newspapers.
Outside in St. Peter's Square, reaction to the Pope's homily was mixed. Some people welcomed his comments, which were notably softer than previous ones, but others remained skeptical of Pope Benedict's ability to guide the Church. Sylvie Bresson from France wants the Catholic Church to relax its stance on many issues, including homosexuality.
I heard that this man is, he said, I think, that he was against homosexuality, which for me is completely... Well, not stupid to say, but I think that it's the same as if you said that you were against the sun or the rain, because homosexuality is a fact.
For others, it wasn't necessarily what the new pope said today, but how he said it in Latin, a language understood by very few people. Brian Johnson is from Chicago.
I have to wonder if he gave the homily in Latin, is he kind of signaling a more traditional stance than the previous pope, or more traditional stance of the Church? That's how I would interpret it.
That's a view echoed by many Catholics in North America and Europe. While still cardinal, the new pope developed a reputation as a strict enforcer of Church doctrine. Italian newspapers famously dubbed him God's Rottweiler. But at a news conference today, Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles warned against rushing to judgment.
I think that we just have to be very careful about caricaturizing the Holy Father and very simply putting labels upon this man of the Church. We have to get to know this man, and I think the more people know him as we have, they will love and appreciate him.
Mahoney and other U.S. cardinals describe the new pope as a genuinely spiritual man, a good listener and kind counsel. John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the Catholic Reporter, says the pope's stern reputation can partly be explained by the fact that since 1981, he's served as the Vatican's point man for enforcing Church doctrine.
This was his job for 24 years. He was the top doctrinal cop of the Catholic Church. And when you are enforcing the rules, there are always going to be people who resent that, and you're going to get a reputation as a bruiser and a divider and that kind of thing. But he has another job now.
And, says Allen, the new pope is well aware of the baggage he brings to this new job.
You know, the man reads the papers in several languages. He is not ignorant of world opinion about his service. And I think he will want to do everything he can to try to send reassuring signals.
Provided, says Allen, those signals don't clash with centuries of Catholic tradition. Eric Weiner, NPR News, The Vatican.